from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Clark lobs it in. The tip won't happen. That is it. Chicago with a ferocious comeback for their first win of the season against the Fever.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Andy Costable of the Chicago Sun-Times, doing a great job covering the Chicago Sky. Caitlin Clark is in town. The big game is tonight, and we are expecting one of the highest ticket prices that has been out there. Everybody wants to go now. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Guys, I've missed you. Where have you been all my life?
We're following it. We're reading and we're watching.
We took an Olympic break, too.
We all did. I went out to San Francisco, and I just got to say, that is one of the coolest cities I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, it is.
Oh, totally agree.
No doubt
one of my
it.
Favorite towns in North America.
You're paying for it for the next 6 months,
oh, yeah.
But it's great.
It's very expensive, but it's fun.
It was really expensive. We got by staying at a friend's house, so we did it like the
awesome.
Affordable route.
So we look at what's going on, and the Sky seems like they're slumping. I don't know if that's a fair way of putting it, because they have lost some very close games. I mean, goodness gracious, to lose on a last-second layup is a tough way to go down, and we watch that happen. But is it four in a row that they've lost? And you worry about the playoff position, et cetera. Why the slump?
You know what? The interesting thing about it is the fact that they had no Olympians. So this Olympic break, they really have been together the entire time. Aside from obviously getting a break that everyone kind of took at the end of July. And so there really is no excuse, or there shouldn't be. I mean, some people might say, okay, the two new players coming in after Marina Mabry requests a trade, that's a factor. And then they still are without that 3-point game that obviously has hurt them all season. But again, they've gotten by this year on their defense. And as we've seen in these last four losses, that's just not been part of the game that they've been able to hang their hats on. And I think, okay, you look at their loss to Connecticut and their loss to Las Vegas, and maybe people think, well, these are two of the best teams in the league. I mean, you follow that up with a loss to the 10th place team in the league, and that's what really kind of puts in this perspective of, this is a major slump, and this is definitely cause for concern when it comes to their playoff push.
So, Annie, I'm not quite sure how the WNBA determines its rookie of the year. And I don't know if you have a vote or not. But if you did, okay, who will you plan to? I know there's some season left, but who would you lean toward voting for, Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese, as we sit here this morning?
Yeah, at this point in the season, it's Caitlin for me. And I think, again, as I wrote in my story today, like, this game it could definitely sway the conversation. Both players are making history. Both players are having historic seasons. But again, when you look at the history that's being set by Caitlin, I think it puts into perspective why she's leading the conversation. And so, again, we know that these matchups between the Fever and the Sky bring out the best in both teams. And I think for Angel to really get back into, because at one point she was at the top of the conversation. I mean, the first half of the season, the Fever looked bad. and Angel has this historic double-double run. Like, this has been a very, very close race. But I think in order for Angel to really regain momentum in that conversation, tonight's game is going to play a huge role in it.
It's amazing to me how the demand for tickets has sent the prices through the roof. And I get it. I know how popular Caitlin Clark has been. But this matchup dating back to college, her and Angel, even though they don't play against each other unless there's some weird switch up, this is created like an amazing market for tickets. $2,000 to be courtside. Our producer, Alex Kuhn, we're trying to buy his tickets, but they've gotten too expensive today. It's crazy to watch this happen.
Yeah, you know what's been really fun for me, like in all of this, is seeing the headlines and seeing the way that these games are written about. Because it's like, you guys know, we're getting into the thick of like the Bears season. Yeah. And today, obviously, like this matchup between the Fever and the Sky is on the cover of the Sun Times. And it honestly like made me a little emotional today. I was like, wow, this is really, it puts into perspective exactly how much this game has grown, I think. And obviously, you guys know, like, we've been covering the W, but it's just that really said a lot to me today. And then, yeah, you talk about the ticket prices, and I think it's like, I cannot have this conversation without talking about the past stars and talking about the women who've really laid the foundation of this league, because they put it in a position to right now just explode. And that's what we're seeing. Like, the Sky sent out a very displeasing email over the Olympic break about their season ticket sales skyrocketing. Fans were not happy with it. But again, this is part of it. The Liberty did the same thing recently. Like, the game is growing. Caitlin and Angel are a huge reason why. And it's exciting to see.
We've seen reports of tickets going for $2,000 tonight. That's like 500 White Sox tickets. So who do you expect to see there?
Boo Caitlin Clark? I mean,
will she be booed? Yes, that's a great question.
Because she's cheered everywhere she goes.
I think, okay, I'm so glad you guys asked about this, because something that always just like gets under my skin about the rivalry conversation is when players think like we drum it up in the media, and it's like, media doesn't drum up rivalries. Like, fans write the rivalries, and fans write the rivalries by their reaction to opposing teams and players. Like, when a team and a player comes into town and the fans in that stadium boo them, that's the makings of a rivalry. And our observation is like, we just observe it and then talk about it and write about it. And so, yeah, I mean, I think Caitlin has definitely been cheered. I mean, most places she goes, but she's also received some hostile fan reaction in terms of, and I don't mean hostile like anything crazy. I just mean, you know, not every place she goes, it's like a beloved warm embrace. But I think for sure in Chicago, this is where things get the most kind of, again, hostile feels like a dramatic word, but yeah, we'll use it. Okay, this is where things get the most hostile, and they did for Angel Reese too in Indiana. I mean, she was booed shooting free throws. She was booed a lot of times, or every time she stepped to the free throw line, to the point where towards the end of the game, she was blowing kisses to fans. Like, this is everything fans want, and it's okay for it to exist in the WNBA. Can we all just say that? It's okay for this energy to exist here.
It's great.
It's going to be great energy tonight.
Andy, thank you. Lots
of
fun.
Thanks, guys.
We really appreciate
good
it.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. Wow, that's going to be quite an atmosphere.
The Chicago Sun-Times. She does a great job.
She does.
The team. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.